Francesca Rudkin is here with us this morning. Kia ora, Francesca.
Good morning.
We have a couple of films to work through this morning. I was saying before, it feels like we're in a good film period at the moment. You know, when they lead up to the Oscars, you sort of have lots of good stuff.
Oh, yes. This is the time
this
of the year
the
to go to movies.
Yeah,
you just
okay.
Got to go.
All right. First up, we have Molly's Game.
This is a true story, but except for my own, I changed all the names.
Hey, Molly, my weekly poker game is moving to the Cobra Lounge. You'll help run it.
With movie stars, directors, and business titans. They were going all in, all the time.
Thank you, Molly.
I'll be hosting a game in this suite every Tuesday night. First buy-in, $250,000.
That's gonna make noise.
Let's play.
Big names in this one, Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba, Kevin Costner and Michael Cera.
Yes, and the film is written and directed by Aaron Sorkin, who of course is responsible for films where he wrote the screenplay for Steve Jobs, Moneyball, Newsroom. Have you watched the TV series Newsroom?
I hate it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I have. No, I just think it's too idealistic.
I know.
So, no, but The West
well
Wing,
written,
the West
well
Wing
written.
Was well written.
The Social Network, A Few Good Men, we go on. So,
so he knows how to string a story together.
He certainly does. He's a class act, and his script here is fast and smart, and it has been nominated for a Oscar Best Screenplay, so no surprises there. But this is he is a first-time director, and he does a good, solid job here. The film is a fraction too long, but he is trying to tell kind of two stories at the same time. So the first story is the story of Molly Bloom, and she's a promising freestyle skier, and she's on the verge of making the US Olympics team. She has a terrible accident, and she ends up in Los Angeles running a high-stakes poker game for some of the biggest sort of movie stars, sports stars, and businessmen around. So this story is told in flashbacks, and it's Molly telling her own story through a lot of narration. Now, normally when you go to a film which is filled with narration, your first thought is, so the director couldn't work out how to show us this, they had to tell us this.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a negative thing. However, in this case, you know, Aaron Sorkin says, look, what I wanted is I wanted the flashback. You know, this is Molly's story. It is based on her book, Molly's Game. So I wanted it to be in her words. I wanted her to tell us the story. And it is, I'd hate to think how long it would take if she hadn't. And Jessica Chastain is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And so she totally draws us out. I mean, you should just see the film for her, actually. The second story is set in the present day, and this is when Molly is arrested by the FBI for running this theoretically illegal poker game. And by that stage, the game had kind of brought in a few Russian and Italian mobster characters.
Right.
So there is no narration in that part. And I think what's quite interesting here is that in this second story, we've got the fictional character of her lawyer, who is played by Idris Elba, and as the lawyer points out, he said, you know, you wrote this book before the good stuff happened. So you've kind of got the two stories. You've got Molly telling her story, and then you've kind of got this fictionalized kind of what happened next story that carries on from there. As I said, Chastain is excellent, worth seeing just for her chemistry with Idris Elba is absolutely fantastic. I think their relationship kind of keeps us glued to the screen. The thing with Aaron Sorkin is that you get a lot of dialogue, so there's possibly just a fraction too much here, but this is a really solid debut. And I couldn't help but think about, we spoke about I, Tonya recently, and it seems to me these films are a little bit similar in the sense that their filmmakers have created unlikely female heroines.
Right.
You can't help but
actually
really
like
Molly.
It. That's good.
Yeah, she's cool.
Okay, what'd you give it?
I gave it 3.5 out of 5.
Awesome. 3.5 out of 5 for Molly's Game. Next up, we have Phantom Thread.
There is an air of quiet death in this house.
You're not cursed. You're loved by me. Stop playing this game.
What game? What precisely is the nature of my game?
All your rules and your clothes and all this money and everything is a game.
This was an ambush.
Stop.
Are you sent here to ruin my evening and possibly my entire life?
Stop it!
So, apparently Phantom Thread is the film, or the film that has turned Daniel Day-Lewis into not being an actor anymore. He's decided to pull the plug after this.
He got sad making this film.
Oh.
He got sad making this film.
Because he's all method, isn't he? Is he
method? Yes, I think.
He'd be insufferable to live with, wouldn't he? Can you imagine?
I have no idea what he'd be like to look
like. He'd just be... Because he's always so... He's amazing actor, but he knows it.
His characters would be insufferable to live with. I know that exactly. For sure. And this character in particular. So this film was a bit of a surprise at the Oscars. It got 6 nominations, including for Best Director for Paul Thomas Anderson, kicking out the director of our film that we really like, 3 Billboards in Ebbing, outside Ebbing, Missouri. So that was a little bit of a shock. So 6 nominations, including 1 for Mr. Daniel Day-Lewis. I think he has had 8.
Oh, tough.
He might have had 8. No, he's had 8 Golden Globe nominations and maybe about 6
Oscar nominations.
Of course,
so he's done all right.
Yeah, he won for Lincoln and There Will Be Blood. Oh, no, 3. He won for Lincoln, There Will Be Blood, I think, and My Left Foot. Mm. Yes. So, and of course, as I mentioned, the director is Paul Thomas Anderson, who has written, directed, and actually shot this film as well. I don't think he gave himself a credit for cinematography, but he's shot this film as well. And Paul Thomas Anderson is responsible for There Will Be Blood, Boogie Nights, Magnolia. Basically, this is a beautifully nuanced and perplexing study of relationships. It is an intense psychological drama. It is exquisitely crafted, filled, as I said, with excellent performances, beautifully art-directed. It's a story of a narcissist, a British fashion designer, Reynolds Woodcock, and he likes to use women for inspiration, but then when they eat their toast too loudly, he likes to get rid of them. He's very particular.
Right.
And so, we've got this womanizer, this character played by Daniel Day-Lewis, and he falls for this country waitress called Alma, played by an actress from Luxembourg called Vicky Krapes, and she is fantastic. Anyway, she is well aware of the fact that Reynolds is a womanizer and might throw her off a cliff at any moment, so she decides to try and alter the power in their relationship. And the way she does it is quite surprising. And it was a way I wasn't entirely sure about the direction that the film
was going in,
And it will potentially leave you scratching your head. Mm. This is a film filled with contradictions. It's a romance and it's romantic, but it is emotionally cold. It presents us with these complex characters and it's fascinating to get to know them. But when you walk out of the film, you wonder if you knew them at all. The performances, are incredible and draw you in, and yet most of the characters are terribly unsympathetic.
Right.
So it's really interesting. I think this is an art house film. I think I should sort of put that out there. In a way, it's kind of got a suspense in it that's worthy of Hitchcock.
Mm.
Anderson really pushes his characters to their limits, sort of gently at first, and then really pushes them to extremes. And as I mentioned, that the result of that is a bit of a twisted and far-fetched ending. If you don't want to go to a film and just let it sort of unfold in front of you and it to be as expected, then this is a film to go to. I just sat there 1 minute, you'd be laughing, and the next minute you'd be infuriated, and the next minute you'd just feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So, you know,
that's
if
good.
You want
it's
a bit of a challenge, and
but
it's definitely probably more on the art house side of things. So that is Phantom Thread, and I gave it 4 out of 5.
Okay, 4 out of 5 for Phantom Thread. That first film was Molly's Game. As we always do, we'll put Francesca's reviews up on newstalkzb.co.nz, and you can read them on the Herald's website as well, nzherald.co.nz. We will see you next week.
Lovely.